From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Thursday, August 7th. Weather-wise today, it's going to be another mostly sunny, warm, and a bit humid day across the region. We're going to see a high today of 92.
4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Demo down.
And with that, demolition of SIU's former Greek Row is underway. SIU Chancellor Austin Lane counting down the wrecking crew yesterday afternoon during a ceremony on the SIU campus. University is taking down 6 long vacant residence halls along the former Greek Row. The space is being cleared for a proposed new student housing development. Phase 1 includes the demolition of Coilier, Kaplan, Thalman, Fulkerson, Kesner, and Wakeland halls, all former residence halls that have been closed for years due to safety concerns and high renovation costs. The demolition is expected to continue through September and is part of a broader effort to modernize SIU's campus footprint. Coilier Hall was the last occupied building in the project zone. It was the home of the SIU Foundation. The foundation is temporarily relocating to the University Hall before moving into the new Tedrick Welcome Center in the spring of 2006. Well, pending confirmation by the Illinois Senate, the executive director of SI Now will join the Southern Illinois University Board of Trustees. Debbie Barnett has been appointed to serve on the governing board to replace retiring board member Roger Tedrick. Barnett heads the regional hub for economic development, covering the southernmost 17 counties of the state. Prior to her current role, Barnett served as director of business incubator programs and associate director of the SIU Research Park in the Office of Innovation and Economic Development. 2 longtime Carbondale leaders will be honored with newly designated street names. The city will unveil honorary signs at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the intersection of East Oak and North Washington Streets. North Washington, between East Main and East Fisher, will receive the honorary title Albert Simon Senior Way, while East Oak Street from North Illinois Avenue to North Wall Street will be designated Kenneth Kent Mason Way. City officials say both men were powerful figures whose leadership and service left a lasting mark on the Carbondale community. The honorary signs will not change official street addresses. Some property owners in Jackson County will have an extra 60 days to pay their property tax installments without penalty. The Jackson County Treasurer's Office says some taxpayers will see a 50% increase in their bills. The Jackson County Board approved a 60-day grace period for late penalties on installment payments for those taxpayers. The sharp increase comes from a settlement between the county and the Grand Tower Energy Corporation. Grand Tower Energy disputed their property valuation. The Illinois Property Tax Appeal Board agreed and lowered the amount owed by Grand Tower. According to Jackson County Treasurer Liz Stevenson, taxing districts still will receive the amount they levied. That means property owners must make up the difference in money not owed by Grand Tower. Stevenson says residents should call her office to determine their eligibility for the grace period. A dozen of Illinois' most iconic parks and historic sites are being recognized through a series of vintage-style posters and sticker packs. The Illinois Conservation Foundation is releasing the materials in honor of 100 years of conservation in Illinois. The posters and stickers will each highlight a unique landmark or natural feature. Locations in southern Illinois include Giant City State Park, Cache River State Natural Area, and Cave and Rock State Park. The Giant City poster and sticker pack will be available for purchase at the Conservation World Welcome Tent during the Illinois State Fair. All proceeds will support Illinois State Parks. And in an Illinois State Fair tradition dating back more than 100 years, the state's butter cow has been unveiled. Alex Degman has more.
Sculptor Sarah Pratt has once again taken hundreds of pounds of unsalted butter and transformed it into a dairy-filled ode to agriculture. This year's sculpture features the cow and a young companion who's looking through butter binoculars in search of adventure. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the butter cow showcases the best of Illinois.
Illinois, you know, is an agricultural powerhouse state. We truly are, and we also are a state that has a real artistic spirit, and the unveiling of the butter cow sort of represents both of those things.
It takes about 5 days to sculpt the cow. This year's Illinois State Fair starts today and runs through the 17th in Springfield. I'm Alex Degman.
And if you're traveling through downtown Carbondale today and tomorrow, be prepared for some construction work and some potential travel delays as some infrastructure work is going on in the 500 block of North Illinois Avenue. It's affecting both travel and parking in that area. The work got underway at 8 o'clock today. And recapping the forecast for you, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. We'll see a high around 92. That will give way to clear skies tonight with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow, we're going to do it all over again. Mostly sunny, high of 94. In fact, you can expect to see sunshine and highs in the 90s through the weekend. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.